This was recorded outside the BBC's building in central London, August 2019. This is a group of anti-fascist protesters trying to uphold unbiased, non-racist views. Equality and sanity in a world going mad. A group of protesters supporting racist and fascist views were confronted by at least two separate groups of anti-fascist counter-demonstrators, some anarchist and others more socialist. I joined them to find out more. This was my first meeting with this group, and it was quite a revelation. The whole event started, for us, in South London when we jumped aboard a train for Central London. And then after a brief tube trip, we found ourselves at Oxford Circus.
Anti-fascist! 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 Anti-fascist!
Chatting to the people there showed them just to be normal everyday people who were just very worried about the rise of the far right groups. These weren't a bunch of hardcore troublemakers. Okay, there were some strong opinions in the group, but the majority were just like you and me. Now some folks here won't remember the troubles of the late 70s and the early 80s. I grew up in South East London, not far away from Welling, and remember well the National Front BNP causing total sodding chaos, fucking it all up for the rest of us with their taunts and their protests in the local area. There was violence too. The riots in Woolwich and Plumstead areas were bad. I can remember it very well. None of us want to see anything like that happening again. The group we joined up with were the LAFA, a group of anti-fascists based here in London. They were well organised and highly motivated. A total inspiration to the rest of us. After an hour or so, we all headed off towards the home of the BBC in West London. We were escorted by the police, and the police presence was, in my opinion, a little bit overkill. They even had two lorry loads of police horses parked just around the corner. The Free Tommy group were already there. Not many of them. From the photos I took, it looked like it was about 30 at the most. Grown later to twice that.
Alerta! Alerta!
Anti-fascista!
Alerta! Alerta!
Anti-fascista!
Alerta! Alerta!
The LAFA group, who we were with, were totally surrounded by the police, who had them penned in. The police then proceeded to taunt and bait the protesters, while opposite, the police stood alongside the fascist group. Later we were joined by another large group, and the police decided for some reason to keep us all apart. It was very clear that the police were not there to stop conflict, but there to try and start it. Openly being non-aggressive to the fascist protesters, giving them space to protest and standing alongside them chatting. As you can hear, on a couple of occasions, the police were starting fights on both sides of the anti-fascist protesters. This is just uncalled for. Some of the protesters were even prevented from leaving the group to go to the toilet. Police who behave like this should be prosecuted, come on. They're just as bad as the scumbags on the fascist side. Fascism is inexcusable all the time. And those people who blur the lines between normal national pride, you know, the love of your country, and fascist bullying ideas and racism should be treated as criminals. I really thought that we got beyond the racist, biased views, you know, the Alf Garnett type attitudes. I thought that was all long gone in the 70s, but obviously not.
Anti-fascist! Anti-fascist!
Flags in the air! Flags in the air! Fuck this line! Fuck the line, you're already told!
Let your tongue go! 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 Let your tongue go!
Away from the marches and demonstrations, I've talked to people with far-right views. They see themselves as protectors of all that is good, the thin line protecting us against evil, keeping Britain British and defending the country from destruction. They're wrong. They are generally yobbish and relatively unintelligent people, being used as the thick end of the stick by the people who lead them and fund them. Does anyone ever ask where the funding for these groups is coming from? These fascist and racist groups are being used as tools by the greedy, fodder for the elitist Muppet minority. The anti-fascist sides, though, and there are several of them, seem to be made up of more level-headed and less biased people, who want to see this country, and indeed many countries all over the world, progress and seek solutions to problems. On the whole, without the pathetic bullying tactics and violence and yob behaviour. Only using this when they need it to defend themselves against the attacks of the far right, and then often being accused and persecuted by the authorities. Okay, some of the anti-fascist groups are biased towards socialism, but not all. There are, as I say, many separate groups. When the police are seen to support the violent yobs and actively work against normal people, they don't do themselves any favours. Let's face it, when one Muppet police person behaves like a stupid wanker, he, and yes, it unfortunately usually is a he, make the whole lot of them wearing that uniform look like total wankers right along with them. And then they have no control over the situation, as they're seen as being a big part of it, and therefore the cause of conflict. It would be really great to see more cooperation between anti-fascist, anti-racist and other like-minded groups. Working together, we can achieve far more than working alone. Support each other and fight for our future.